Back now with Day to Day. 2 weeks ago, we aired a somewhat twisted love story, a husband and wife spending 24 hours no more than 15 feet apart.
The couple, David Plotz and Hannah Rosen of Slate.com, they and their marriage did survive, but Hannah says most couples she heard from said they didn't think their relationships would.
9 out of 10 emails I've gotten have been people saying, no way we could get through 24 hours of this.
So we asked you if your relationship could survive this little experiment. Here are some of the dozens of calls we received.
Hi, my name is Sherry C. Autry. I live in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Although usually my husband and I communicate at the top of our lungs much of the time, we took a trip together driving through Europe for 6 weeks. And in that 6 weeks, except for a couple of hours when I toured Chambord Castle all by myself, we were together 24/7. That was some years ago now, and we are still happily, loudly married. Bye.
Hi, my name is Doriana Carella. I live in Jamestown, Rhode Island. My husband and I, we're both artisan bakers, and we have a tiny bakery that we run from what used to be our garage. I do the pastry, he does the bread, and we're together every single day. So I thought the story was amusing, and one day is nothing to us.
Hi, this is Crystal Lammers. I live in Adams, Minnesota. That would drive me nuts if I was to work with my husband like that, because he was off his knee surgery and he just went back to work last Tuesday, and that was enough for me. I like my space.
Hi, my name is Al Nyack, and during the summer of 2003, my wife and I spent 11 straight weeks together, 24 hours a day. 10 of those weeks, we were running summer camps. At the end of those weeks, we flew home to Connecticut, and her parents picked her up, and she took off to Maine, and my mother picked me up, and we didn't see each other for one blissful week.
Hi, my name is Helen Dinkins. I'm wondering how many phone calls you're getting from people who have cruised on sailboats.
Hi, my name is Tony Jeffries. Our boat is 30 feet long, but unless you go right up to the very front and the other person sits in the back, you're pretty much within 15 feet. And I have to admit, I was a little apprehensive about how we would do together, and we had a wonderful 3 weeks.
My name's Kim Vaughn. I live in Anniston, Alabama. You need to speak to truck drivers. My husband and I ran team for 10 years, 311 days every year for 3 years in an 8x10 box. And it takes a really special couple to do it.
Our listener is talking about why too close for comfort can actually be quite comfortable. Thanks to everyone who called in.